Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The outgoing UN Human Rights Chief has strongly criticized Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, saying she should have resigned over the military campaign against Rohingya Muslims. Speaking to the BBC, Zayd Raad Al Hussein described Ms. Suu Kyi's attempts to excuse the Burmese military as deeply regrettable.
She was in a position to do something. At the very least, she could have kept quiet. There was no need for her to be the spokesperson of the Burmese military. She didn't have to say this is an iceberg of misinformation, these are fabrications. She could have just stayed quiet. Or even better, she could have resigned. And she could have said, look, I am prepared to be the nominal leader of the country, but not under these conditions.
A UN report this week said Myanmar's military leaders should be prosecuted on charges including genocide. Engineers in Myanmar are working to repair a dam which overflowed on Wednesday, unleashing a torrent of water that flooded more than 80 villages. Around 60,000 people were forced from their homes after a spillway, which provides a passage for surplus water, burst under the weight of heavy monsoon rain. The flooding also blocked a major road linking the cities of Yangon and Mandalay with the capital Naypyidaw. Canadian and U.S. negotiators have worked late into the night in Washington as they try to meet a Friday deadline to agree new terms of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Canadian Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, said the talks had reached a very intense moment. The target date was set by President Trump after he declared success earlier this week in trade negotiations with Mexico. Our Washington correspondent, David Willis, has more.
President Trump famously branded NAFTA a terrible deal, one that was driving North American jobs overseas. And he's warned that if talks with Canada don't go anywhere, then the United States will just sign off on, instead of NAFTA 2.0, a bilateral trading agreement with Mexico. But Mexico wants Canada on board. There is still a lot of talking to do, though, and this could go all the way down to the wire.
Government weather forecasters in Australia are warning that the next 3 months are unlikely to bring an end to the drought affecting much of the east of the country. Farmers are struggling to stay in business. Many face losing more crops and being forced to slaughter livestock. Here's our Sydney correspondent, Howell Griffith.
After one of the warmest winters on record and below average rainfall for many parts of the country, Australia's spring forecast is for a similarly hot, dry period. The conditions are continuing to blight farmland in several states. 100% of New South Wales remains in drought. Some parts of Queensland have now been in drought for several years.
World News from the BBC. South African police say it's now known that 3 people were killed during an outbreak of violence on Wednesday targeting foreign-owned businesses in Soweto. Dozens of people have been arrested, 2 of them on charges of murder. A police statement described the disturbances as tantamount to anarchy. It's thought the violence began when a Somali shopkeeper shot dead a teenager who allegedly tried to rob his store. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, is in Senegal at the start of a tour of 3 West African countries. The visit is being seen as an opportunity to boost economic ties while highlighting concerns about illegal migration to Europe. At a joint news conference, Mrs. Merkel called for closer links between the 2 countries.
Germany works in the field of renewable energy and energy efficiency, and we can move things forward in terms of water supply with the help of private investors. We also have a large number of education and training programs. In the future, Germany wants to be a good partner.
The Senegalese president Macky Sall called for more opportunities for young Africans within Africa itself. He said it was not the vocation of African youth to die in the Mediterranean. Residents of a town in central Mexico have burned to death 2 men suspected of kidnapping children. About 150 people converged on the police station in Acatlan where the men were being held. They were dragged into the street and killed. The police have promised to investigate the lynching. A court in London has ruled that a Canadian man accused of a rare bank robbery in Singapore can be extradited there. David Roach was detained in January as he was heading home to Canada after completing a 14-month jail term in Thailand. He was arrested in Bangkok on money laundering charges when he failed to declare a large amount of money arriving from Singapore. BBC News.